It's pretty easy to see how energy stored as compressed air works. When you let go of a full balloon, it flies around the room because of the energy stored inside. So, if you use electricity to run an air compressor, you basically just need to find a way to run that compressor backwards to get electricity again. There are places in the world that do this, one in Alabama and one in Germany, but just those two so far. That's because they aren't that efficient. Richard Brody is the vice president of the energy storage startup Sustainex. He says these facilities lose almost half their energy as waste heat.
So think of a bicycle pump. When you compress the air, it gets warm. That's waste heat.
So in Seabrook, New Hampshire, Sustainex is building a prototype of what's basically a bicycle pump on steroids, and that means a lot of heat.
We're talking about a potential change in temperature of 1,000 degrees centigrade.
But Sustainex's innovation is finding a way to put that waste heat to good use.
So we're on the floor of our engineering and development facility. Let's start over here.
Standard compressed air energy storage just lets that waste heat and the energy in it vent into the atmosphere. Later, when they run the air back through to make electricity, there isn't enough energy left in it to make a turbine spin. So they actually have to burn natural gas to warm the air up enough to generate electricity. That's why they're so inefficient. But Sustainex catches the waste heat in water.
This is the heat transfer stand. That's actually the cylinder in which the heat transfer is taking place.
Later, when they need to make juice, it uses the hot water to warm up the air instead of having to burn gas. While the size and speed of the compressor determines how many, say, homes a facility can power, the amount of storage tanks attached to it determines how long it can keep that up for. Probably the biggest advantage that Sustainex has going for it is the technology behind it is tried and true. The air is stored in standard issue natural gas pipeline, and the engine that runs the compressor has a long track record.
These type of engines, this family of engines, powers 80% of the world's marine fleet. So think about all the large ships on the sea, container, passenger, almost all of them are powered by these types of engines. Very dependable, very mature technology.
That means it's pretty cheap, with no hazardous chemicals to get rid of, which gives compressed air a leg up over batteries.
That gets a lot of press. You hear battery, battery, battery everywhere you go.
Dan Nocera is a chemist at MIT who studies storage technologies.
A lot of people might not realize that compressing air, that stores about as much energy as batteries. It's kind of the underrepresented kid on the block when it comes to energy storage technologies.
He says it's unlikely that any type of storage is going to become widespread anytime soon. Right now, it's cheap to get electricity from natural gas plants. And while the cost of solar and wind has come down a lot, if you have to add a storage facility to the bill, the investment won't look so attractive. But grid operators are imagining ways that storage facilities could make money. Gordon Van Wiley is the CEO of ISO New England, the not-for-profit that operates the region's power grid.
Take the example of a nuclear power station. A nuclear power station is not built to be switched on and off every day, so it's going to want to run and produce all the time.
But when there's too much power on the grid, those stations are told to shut down. However, if they partner up with a storage facility...
And you'll end up with this curious situation where nuclear power stations will actually pay to run. It's a great deal for storage operators because at that point they're being paid to store the energy.
So even though storage still faces serious market headwinds, there's a good chance that companies like Sustainex can actually make money. One good indication is that real live capitalists are taking them seriously. Sustainex has signed up a CEO that took a solar panel manufacturer from scratch up to a $500 million initial stock offering. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.